Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM Community Talk Radio for the North State with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:05 in the morning here, March the 27th. Wow. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can jump into into our chat room. The 27th of March, Bad Bob, you just continue to let the day slip away.
Almost out of the first quarter. How about that?
Not only that.
Almost tax time.
It is, yeah.
Isn't that thrilling?
Next month on the 10th is your property taxes, my friends. Just get ready to reach deep and pay the government for all those good services.
Well, we don't want to start the morning off with that.
No, you're right. Let's start with, you know, when I'm getting ready to jump into here, you come up with a headline that says.
Well, I will talk about that in a moment.
Okay, you're going to talk about that in a moment. Okay.
That's my golden nugget for this morning.
All right. We've got a couple things going on. Ordinarily, we don't do, the same guest 2 days in a row, but Reading Searchlight had another article on the Tea Party and the media blackout. So the spokesman for the Reading Tea Party, Terry Raposa, is going to call in at 7:30 and say, well, you know, it's not exactly that, though I have to admit the seems like it's a little bit more even-handed, except for one of the people from the Newspaper Publishing Association. And then, of course, Kurt Starman's going to join us today, our city manager.
Looking forward to that.
I am. We haven't seen Kurt in a little while, and we see him at,
it's been about a year.
Lot of fundraisers and stuff. We see him at fundraisers, but to have him come on, and so we're looking forward to that. But as we do every morning, Monday through Friday at this time, we have our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisor, and today it's Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Major averages are under pressure this morning over concerns surrounding Europe. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 84 points at 14,475. The S&P 500 is off 9 points at 1554. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 19 points at 3,233. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America off a nickel at $12.23. General Electric down 23 cents, trading at $22.89. Cliffs Natural Resources off $2.62 at $18.81. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo off 58 cents at $78.34. Pacific Gas and Electric positive 11 cents, trading at $43.84. AT&T down 15 cents at $36.59. For commodities, gold is positive $5.02 an ounce at $1,602. Silver off 54 cents at $28 per ounce. Crude oil down 60 cents, trading at $95 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. They're located on Park Marina Drive. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. They've got great information for you.
Currently 53 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Looks like we're going to have scattered showers today with temperatures around 68. Isolated showers this evening with temperatures around 49. So it seems like we have that mid-range of our temperature with showers. I don't know, I'm feeling a little muggy to me. And the weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460, good morning.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers that pay their bills on time. Now that summer's back for a while, we're selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 for the weed eaters, lawnmowers, and chainsaws. And we have urea fluid for all the diesel pickups and big rigs. Knowing that winter will be back soon, please check your kerosene tanks and be sure you're on the top side. You don't want to run out of fuel on Sunday. If you're one of those people who have a propane bottle rolling around in the back of your vehicle, ask Gary about a propane foot. We have them on sale. If you see construction going on in the Redding or Corning plants, don't be afraid. Come on in and we'll take care of you. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. The only place you need to think about for all your heating and petroleum needs. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
I'm Mike Wiley with the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357 here in Redding. Please join us Saturday, March 30th at the Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street in Redding, from 10 until 3 for our fourth annual Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. There will be a ride led by the Missing in America Project to the Veterans Cemetery in Igo with an interment ceremony at 10:30 a.m. Afterwards, lunch will be served at the Veterans Hall provided by the Sons of Italy. For more information, please call Eddie McAllister at 530-524-7504. That's 530-524-7504. Please join us on March 30th at 10 a.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Hall.
That's Saturday, March 30th at our Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street. Let's welcome home our Vietnam veterans.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Yeah, well, welcome back.
I want these guys to come to Redding. Can we make that happen?
Better make them bring their walkers.
I don't care.
Who is it? Who is
they
it?
Can still rattle. They can still play
Who
a tambourine on a walker. No, it's Casey.
Oh, and Sunshine.
No, they still perform around. Would that just be
got knee braces.
The best? If I could have a wish, honey, you always say, what do you really, I would love to have Casey and the Sunshine Band do a huge concert in Redding.
I don't know.
And
how
we dance till dawn.
Oh.
I'm sure they're playing at an Indian gaming casino somewhere.
Maybe we can get Wind River to bring them in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would
All
be
right.
just like
did you ever
that.
Find, did you ever find that article?
No, I'm, okay. Go ahead. You.
Okay, let's talk about, you know, we're having Kurt Starman on today at 8 a.m. And we talk, you know, everybody talks about how much money people make and all these things. If you're in Alameda County, I don't know if you saw this. In Alameda County, their county administrator is getting paid, her name is Susan Murnashia, is getting paid $400,000 a year. It's for life. $301,000 salary plus taxpayer-funded deferred pension plan she does not pay into at all. $400,000 to be the county administrator. Okay, let's just compare this with the San Francisco county and city administrator, because I think they combined them, $153,000. Chicago, somewhat larger city, $138,000 in New York. Get this, New York, $152,000 they pay to take care of the county administrator for New York. And in Alameda County, this lady's making $400,000. Do you ever wonder about that? Do you ever wonder that maybe we got into the wrong business? Wow. Okay. And we just heard something on the news here that said Colorado, Bad Bob, you just heard it, and it said that in Colorado.
That's the very tail end of it, but apparently, yeah. The Outdoor Channel will stop producing programs in and around Colorado, and several outfitters are taking their operations out. And those, I mean, I'm sure the people in Aspen are very, very glad to hear this, that those barbarians are leaving the state, but that's a major income stream for Colorado.
Colorado has got a number of shows that they've, Outdoor Channel and Sportsman's Channel films a lot of films or a lot of shows there. So that's hundreds of thousands of dollars that aren't being used or will not come in there anymore. And then Colorado just passed a law, you know, they pass these very stringent gun laws. And that's why a lot of these people are moving out of there, including Magpul, one of the major magazine making or production facilities, is pulling out of Colorado because of what they did. Now, a school district in southeastern Colorado just voted to let their school superintendent and principal to carry a concealed weapon on campus. Now, that to me is a that's a very telling spot. You know, the state's taken away, is limiting your resources there to have and own a weapon in a school district says we want to arm our superintendent and principal. And then, I find that very interesting.
Okay, just a couple things here, because I know people are probably really wondering, your take on this, Carl. But before that, just want to shout out, warn, our listeners here that there is a virus going around, and do not open a virus on your email that says I need your help or whatever it, if it, it's from a friend, because this has happened to a couple of my friends in LA yesterday. They were total, both of them were hacked because they're Norton spy, that it's not updated with the Norton spyware. So even though they were hacked like 2 months ago, they've been hacked again, even though they changed their password. Actually, they were absolutely shut down from Earthlink because so many messages, my friend clicked on this link that said, I need your help, and it was inside the text, and it was the name of somebody he knew. He thought, oh. So he opens it up, and the body of the text was, I'm in China or someplace, at Indonesia or whatever, and I need this much money because they've stolen everything from me, and I can't get out. And, we've heard this go around before.
Well, this has been going around for decades.
Yeah, it's been going on. What probably happened when they clicked on the link, a piece of malware was installed in the computer that would sit in the background and very quietly gather passwords, site information, and feed this up. This is a major cyber attack. Sometimes it's been on personal computers because it's just a huge money drain. Many of these attacks, of course, being traced back to China because it's a gigantic income stream.
All right, so that's inspired me today to get my computer cleaned up because I haven't really done anything with mine. But yesterday, talking to a girlfriend of mine out of L.A., she and her husband, she said, I've got to go in and I have to install the new Norton with the spy, blah, blah, blah. So she said, I'm going to be down. But hundreds of emails were sent from their personal.
Yeah, they went in there and got their address book and sent it out. You know what? Here's the thing is anytime I get an email that says, Carl, I need your help, I just delete it. My mother didn't like that. But then that was tough, Mom. You're stuck in jail. You're stuck in jail in Bolivia.
Yeah.
That's your problem. not mine. Okay.
Okay. On the tip of so many people's, lips or tip of their tongue is, something that, mixed emotions about General Petraeus.
Oh yeah, he's coming back in and he's
apologized. He recently spoke and he's apologized. He came out. His wife wasn't there, but he came out and said, I'm really sorry about, I don't know if he's used the word shame.
Use the word shame.
I just wonder how you feel about it because now he's talking about perhaps teaching and going on the speaking circuit.
Well,
and so if somebody falls from grace, do you give him a second chance? I mean, the guy's done so well in his life. He's done so many things to support our country and such. He fell from grace. He maybe got weak in a moment. What do you do?
It wasn't a moment. It was over a period of time.
Okay. I just want to hear your thoughts.
Well, here's
on
what
that.
I think about it should you after you make contrition there and you really mean it and you've paid your price of losing your job, you've been humiliated, you've been shamed, should you be able to come out and come back and make a change in your life? Yes, absolutely. Talk to Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton found guilty of adultery in the Oval Office. Yet he seems to be revered throughout the world, even though he was a liar and an adulterer. And they proved it. And was impeached. I mean, come on. I mean, he's, now, I want him to be president. That's how I feel. Bill, where are you?
I don't ever, you know, he looked, you know, speaking personally, he looked me in the eye and said, now you listen to me. I did not have sex with that woman. I find that to be a violation of my
sex. Yeah.
I tell you what, if that's not sex. Anyway.
My wife would disagree with that.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, there's probably a lot of people. But the thing is, and here we are, you know, decades later, and you're looking and saying, gosh, you know what? Bill wasn't so bad. Okay. So what? A little faux pas in the Oval Office. At least we'd have him there and he'd listen to people. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palo Cedro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Reading know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, 7:23 in the morning, 53 degrees out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Besides just having the greatest coffee and being able to buy anything you could possibly want to make coffee, you step next door to the best walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, and the people treat you like royalty there. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You're not going to do any better any place in town than there. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices. Tobacco and Brew. Okay. Yesterday and today and tomorrow, the Supreme Court is discussing Proposition 8 and the Defense of Marriage Act. Tomorrow morning at 7:30, we are going to have representatives of a gay lesbian association will be in here to talk about this.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying is that they're going to be in the studio to talk about this, to talk about Proposition 8, what the Supreme Court is saying, and then the Defense of Marriage Act.
I know all of us, ourselves including, we all have a certain feelings about it. You know, we're in changing times. This is your opportunity to be writing down your thoughts. And tomorrow, we have again our guest will be on to talk about their stance on why there should be, the passing of same-sex marriage, et cetera.
So we try, it's just like we try to do here all the time, is get the other side out. Especially since there's usually only one side. You know, you have the TV, and you know, Channel 7 I think does a good job. Record Searchlight for the most part does a good job. But there's still only their sides of it. This is one of the things that I think we afford our community is to get all the sides on. And unedited. You know, the best you can get on Channel 7, and this is just the way news is what, 2 minutes? And then it's excerpts. I mean, really, but that's the business. There's no blame associated with that, but that's their business. Record Searchlight can spend, they can have a story and they can have, you know, but it's, you know, it's whatever the editors and the writer puts down. And it can be, it may not be everything. And this way, it's your only way to get an unedited, hear it right from their mouth ideas.
Now, I know you have, you know, several things probably in the next half hour. I know that you want to rant about, talk about, express yourself, have people call in. You've got a list of things that have just been, you've been gnawing at with the news. So this is great. Before we go to break, let's talk about a little little light things here. Yeah. Dancing with the Stars, Dorothy Hamill.
You know what? I'm not a big Dancing with the Stars kind of guy. You watch it, and so then I watch it because if I want to be with you. And it, frankly, it you know, parts of it, I really like the judges. I think the judges are great, and it's really professional. But we talked about Dorothy Hamill.
The reason I like to watch Dancing with the Stars is I like to see progression. I like to see, you know, people go through, I know a lot of it's scripted, you know, when they're rehearsing and so on and so forth, but I like to see that if somebody's awkward and they're, you know, it's not easy dancing. It's, you know, people think, like lifting weights or going out there on the ice and doing, you know, your triple axel or whatever it is. This is easy, but, and here's a perfect example of somebody, who has, you know, gracefully aged, but her body isn't cooperating. And she found out that she has some kind of cyst in her back that was affecting her ankle. And so I think gracefully she should have exited. Nice to have exited on her terms and not be voted off, A. And B, the reason I like to watch it is because I like to see people who can get in control of themselves. We saw that with a prize fighter.
Yeah, and I can't remember his name, but he was a world champion, but D.H. Hughley, is a black comedian and is, and I don't remember seeing him too much either. I'm sure he's been in movies and such. He was so bad the first night. He got fours. They haven't given fours. I don't think I've ever seen fours.
Yeah, he was slammed.
He was terrible. And he came back and
he was very upset.
And he said, do you realize what just happened? How hard I've worked in my life to get to this place where I am in my life and to be humiliated like this on national TV. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you know what? I understand exactly what he was talking about. He's worked very hard and then he was humiliated. They slammed him. They had nothing good to say and gave him fours. Nobody gets fours. He came back and it was so bad. You know, I mean, they were bleeping out about every other word during the practice. And then his partner, a professional who's won like four or five of these mm-hmm. on Dance with Stars, she says, look,
Cheryl,
I can't handle this. And she leaves.
Yeah.
Next morning he came back and he danced. Now, was he great? No.
But he improved.
But he had improved dramatically.
So I think what I love about this Dancing with the Stars and on all levels, even in Shasta County, only you get the one night, is that when you get to watch it week after week, is people face their demons. They get to the wall, they get through the wall, or they don't get through the wall.
Or
some of them let their ego get so over them, I can't do this, I can't do this. All right. And the people who really want to win, who really want to win, really end up in the finals because they are determined. Like the guy who's like the Super Bowl winner. He is so good. We've got two or three that we're looking at going, oh, these guys are great. But Dorothy Hamill, cheers to you. I hope you heal. And you know what? You are America's sweetheart and you will always be America's sweetheart. Go out with grace. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, bank regulators in Cyprus are expected to announce capital controls today to prevent a run on the country's banks, which are supposed to reopen Thursday. Reuters reports that loose capital controls to limit the amount of money someone can withdraw from a bank account will apply temporarily to all banks. But for other institutions, those controls could last several weeks. In California, the San Jose City Council unanimously approved $7 million in incentives to keep Samsung Semiconductor from leaving for Austin, Texas. Samsung will develop a new research and development campus in San Jose that will employ at least 2,000 people. A new study finds under Obamacare, insurance companies will have to spend 32% more for medical claims. The Society of Actuaries studies says costs will go up because more people in poor health will join the insurance pool. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
I need to control internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Let us do the preparing for a fabulous Easter brunch at Wind River Casino on Sunday, March 31st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Carving station with prime rib and baked ham, plus a waffle station. Buffet includes steamed clams, grilled salmon, eggs benedict, along with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adult, $18.95. Children 5 to 12 years, $7.95. Kids under 4 eat free. Reservations are preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every first Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For entry fee and details, log on to WinRiver.com. It's better on the river.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity. For he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, so drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Yeah, welcome back. We're just figuring what we would do with the 220 million from Powerball. And Linda's already got it.
We've already had arguments about it.
We've already had arguments about where's that money going, okay? Where is that money going?
Actually, they had the story this morning. The gentleman has chosen to take the lump sum, which will work out to about 170
million. Oh, I thought it was 220 million after taxes.
That's if he took the long term. If he takes the lump sum, it drops to 100 and some million, which is still nothing to sneeze at.
175 million.
Yeah, something like that.
Wow. Gosh, you know what? That sure took a big bite out of what I thought I was going to do. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, veterans discounts, seniors discounts, 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama County. What can I say? And they're locally owned and family operated. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. You know, one of the first things Linda and I would do is we would set up, we'd take 10% of that 200 million and we'd make it into a foundation right here in Reading. If we won that.
10%. Yeah, we've already talked about
that. We already talked about
that. Like, and what, funding help, police and fire and
you know, and
putting it in the community.
Yeah, putting it back in the community at least. Okay. All right. Hey, on the front page of today's paper, again, we have, it's more on the Tea Party imposes media blackout. Well, if you go in and read the article and then read Bruce Ross's, editorial, you'll see that there's, well, it's not exactly all of that. I mean, you know, whoever writes their headlines, sometimes I get the feeling doesn't really read what the reporters write, whoever does that. Anyway, when I saw that, and it, you know, the media, quote, media blackout wasn't on what LaMalfa was saying in the presentation. Everybody was invited. It was on TV. It was in the paper. It was the question and answer period afterwards. But there have been some other things said. And for the, Terry from the Reading Tea Party is on the line today. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. 175 million. Wow.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of a big chunk. I guess I could live on 175 million.
I wonder what if there was any money left after I had a party,
was that guy cruised the world for 500 of your closest friends? No, Carl said 10%. I think he was mistaken about that. I mean, taking the money and putting it. Anyway, so go ahead. You know, it's a big fantasy. We were talking about, you know, why argue over hypotheticals.
Yeah, she's in here saying, cannot give a million to Bad Bob because think of all the taxes he'd have to pay. Let's just give him a job and pay him so much a year so he can, and I'm going, yeah, you're right. That's a much better idea. The only thing I have to probably do now is maybe even buy a ticket.
Win.
Yeah, we haven't even bought a ticket, you know.
Just take all the eggs you could buy.
Oh, that's not going to eggs. I have free eggs from Mark Kent for life at this point. And don't ever say to me, you better be armed when you say that.
Nothing better than fresh laid eggs.
Oh, I guess that's
speaking
anyway.
Speaking of laying eggs, Terry.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting how they can come back with this. And, you know, again, the congressman did not set the ground rules for this. This was not a situation he set up. We did it. Elizabeth explained, you know, why we did it. You and I talked about why we did it yesterday. It's to protect the First Amendment rights so that these people can say what they want to say and not have what they're going to say being misrepresented or just be focused without any kind of rebuttal. And that's something interesting, too. They really asked us for a rebuttal. There's stuff going on everywhere. And, you know, finally Elizabeth got asked to do a response, which she did.
Yeah, and they put it front, and they put it front page, you know, the Record Searchlight, you know, on this point. You know, the thing about it is, and here's my agony with this, is one, you want to have an openness, which you had during it. But the question and answer period, there, at one point, and I think it said in there, one of the TV channels had taken an excerpt of a question and answer period and had focused on that instead of the other, you know, 200 questions that were asked on, you know, before. And it made the whole organization look, you know, somewhat less than,
even those individuals
capable. Yeah. And sometimes anybody, and I have proven this daily, you get up here and open your mouth, you're going to have a good chance of, you know, putting your foot in it at some point.
Well, I always wonder why a reporter would report something like Wally Herger, who has been in the office for 35 years, handpicked his successor. Well, that's her opinion. I mean, so you're giving your opinion, your slanted opinion on an article, And, you know, I mean, it's those kinds of things that you have when you look at something and you go, wow, you know, how about just reporting the news? And, but I think the editorial that was done by the Record Searchlight actually was, wasn't bad at all.
I think Bruce pretty much captured it. The thing is, I think you wanted to make it really clear that you invited Doug LaMoffa to this meeting. This was not something he called.
That's right. And also the other thing that he did say, well, you know, maybe we could just have the answers to the question. Well, that's a little tough because then you'd have first question, yes. Second question, no. I mean, how do you frame an answer without having, you know, the question? So, you know, but I understood what he was trying to say, and I understand the spirit of what he was trying, how he was trying to say it. But I really think it's time that, you know, both sides get heard on this stuff. It's a pretty simple concept. Most of the phone calls I've gotten have been, yeah, you know, I want to feel comfortable if I stand up in front of 400 people and I may not say things just right, and if someone, especially someone who has a camera, is going to film me with part of my question and no response. That was the other part when they did this initially back a couple of months ago. No response to the guy's answer, where, in essence, Mike Stewart did take that particular question and he explained what the guy was trying to say to him.
Well, you know, here the thing about it, too, is it seems like if you could say, okay, you need to have my permission before you put me on the the TV.
Very good.
I don't know if you can do that though. Can you do that, Bad Bob? You know, when you say, hey, look, before you put me on TV, you need to have me sign a waiver on this.
If you're doing a one-to-one interview, when you do the interview, you are by implication giving your consent. If you are at a public meeting, it gets to be kind of a gray area.
What if you're in a public
that anybody can walk into? The way the courts have decided on this is if you're in an area that anybody can walk into, in other words, it is not restricted access, and you are you have a reasonable expectation that you are being filmed, then you have implied your consent to be filmed. Now, if you are identified one-on-one on camera, then often you can be required to give your consent. And if you are giving an interview, you have implied your consent.
Well, in any sense, the thing was that in the question-answer period, the members of your organization, or they're not members, they're volunteers.
They're volunteers.
Of your organization had voted that during the question and answer period, we really don't want the media there to record this. And the bottom line is that to protect their privacy and their rights to say what they want, which is very similar, if not exactly the same, that the Record Searchlight stands up for in their Redding.com on their comments.
And
is that they allow people to be anonymous, to say lies, to say horrible things about people and in situations that aren't even true, and yet they find it okay to preserve their anonymity by telling everybody, no, they can use any name they want. And yet when somebody that asks a question says, I want my anonymity protected, it's not good enough. I don't understand that part.
Yeah, I agree with you. And also, it wasn't just the people who were volunteers at the Tea Party. There was many people who had just come for the first or second or third time, and asked questions. I know a couple in particular that have been friends of ours for a long time, never come to a Tea Party. And he asked a very, very good question. And he was, you know, and it wasn't quite framed maybe, I mean, I would have, it wasn't framed maybe the way someone who's asked questions a lot could frame it, but whole point is that he was protected in that vein too. So in anything we do, and what I meant by private too, is that we set up the thing. The public is welcome because it's all of us. It's we the people. Everybody's welcome. The thing is that we set the ground rules. So that's what I'm trying to say. And we've got to do something to where we're really protected from a lot of times. And I mean, there's a case to be made that the media is biased to the left. There just is a case really to be made. I mean, really and truly. So, you know, you just got to watch that. So to be fair to everybody, whether they're to the right or to the left in the media, we simply just, you know, you can watch, listen, hang out. You can even ask a question if you want.
Well, you all also put this out on the YouTube. You record every show. But the other thing, too, I think the paper brought out, is everybody is invited.
Yes.
There. Everybody is invited. Everybody Absolutely. Can make their comments. The fact is that for the question and answer period, you all voted, say, hey, we don't want to have this recorded. And do you have a right to do that? Well, it's a private organization. Yes. Does everybody, here's the most important question. Was it LaMoffa? Did he call this? No. He was a guest. Number two, is Doug LaMoffa a congressman that is accessible to everybody? Absolutely. I don't care what your group is. pointed out in the paper and in the editorial that Congressman Doug LaMalfa is available to everybody. So, you know, I don't think that when I see the comments says, oh, he should be the congressman for all the people. He is the congressman for all the people. All right, Terry, I've gone way over.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Did you get out what you wanted to say, though?
Well, just very quickly that you're right. Doug LaMalfa was here on Friday night at the Lincoln Dinner, Saturday night at the California Gun Owners Dinner. He was playing basketball with his son Sunday, came back up here Monday, got on the phone with you Monday morning. Yeah. How accessible does he need to be to the press?
I know.
By gosh, the man is totally accessible.
Oh, yes. I don't think anybody thinks otherwise.
Unbelievable.
Maybe a couple people. Anyway, okay, Terry.
Thanks again for what you do, my friend.
All right. Carpe diem. We'll talk to you later. All right.
Bye.
We got to take a break.
Let's take an early break here. KCNR 1460. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR 1460. Good morning. 7:48 in the morning, 53 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, our friends who are making great deals on Dodge, Fords, Hondas, Nissans, Lincolns, Rams, or other types of cars and vehicles that they have there. They have new or previously owned cars, trucks, and SUVs of every kind. Not only that, Their customer care, their service center is second to none. That's Redding Crown Motors. That's your neighbor making a great deal for you. Down on 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Redding, or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Okay, just in a last follow up on that last thing is this. When the media story became the story, the blackout became the story instead of Doug LaMalfa talking immigration, guns, the economy, all these other things. that became the story. The thing about it is that the Reagan Tea Party has said, hey, look, we want to protect our people, keep them anonymous, you know, that they want, you know, they want to have the freedom to do that. The only thing when you do that is that becomes the story. And then when that becomes the story, maybe it takes away from all the, you know, the Reading Tea Party is a political power here. It, and it's growing. And the fact is that does it give a different spin on things? That would be the only thing I'd say about that. Okay. Even though that they have opened it up to it's open to everybody. And I understand about people not wanting to make fools of themselves. And the same thing, kind of like you want to remain anonymous, I understand that. And the Record Searchlight should also understand that because they let their commenters remain anonymous. Even though and will not identify them, even though they say things that aren't quite right all the time. Okay.
I just wanted to, share with you an article I read this morning that, you know, what happens when an ad agency goes too far? If you have a big corporation, and you know, as anybody who's been in Europe, or special parts of Europe, that you'll go by billboards and you'll see things that you would never see in America on the billboards. Much more liberal with parts of the body and, you know, real breastfeeding, all that stuff that you would see in Europe that you're not going to see on the, billboards in America. Okay, so. Ford marketing chief Jim Farley on Wednesday apologized for the controversy created several days ago when its ad agency produced controversial ads for Ford India. The print ads produced by JWT India were published in India. The most controversial ad featured a trio of bound women in the back of Ford. A Figo compact car driven by a grinning caricature of Italy's Silvia Berlusconi. Leave your worries behind with, I don't know if it's Figo's extra large boot. So it shows the ad, another show of a character resembling Paris Hilton and the Kardashian sisters.
All tied up and thrown in the trunk of the car,
all tied up, and you can see them in their little black hot leather hot pants and their hat. You know, they are literally hands behind them and their legs and their ankles bound.
In the trunk of the car.
In the trunk of the car. So
this is the country that's just had all these things on these.
And this
on
is
the front page on
and this
on
is
rapes.
What happens when you have, you know, ad agencies that are really trying to push the envelope. And I don't know. So anyway, a Ford India spokesman said Monday that the company is investigating whether anyone at the automaker even saw the print ads, never used commercially, but appeared over the weekend on a website showcasing creative advertising. So Farley says that swift actions have been taken, I hope. And I just what a bad image for Ford. I know it's kind of tongue in cheek, but it's not.
It's not. It's just,
Image. Again, it's
wrong.
An image
wrong.
That is, especially in a country where women are considered, you know, there's so much atrocities that happen to women. They are, I think sometimes maybe animals are treated better.
Do you want to know when you know what? You're absolutely right on this. And it shows this is what happens when decisions are made from thousands of miles away and okayed without having any idea what's going on. Okay. Here's, before we take a break, my first billboard that I saw in Naples, Italy, coming back from the airport when I was coming in, we stop. I look on over and there is a baby's head, you know, a baby, like, you know, like maybe it's sitting up baby. Big smile on the face in between two naked breasts. I mean, this is billboard size. And here I'm just coming from America and I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, now what are they advertising here? It turns out.
Did you see the entire breast?
Yeah. It was just completely naked.
Like from the waist up?
Yeah. It was
from
the baby's head. It was in between them. And I'm thinking, now what are they advertising? And, the guy said, hey, what are they advertising over there?
Food.
No, baby clothes. I said, baby
what?
Clothes? Yep, that was it, baby clothes. All right, we got to take a break here. Carl and Linda, bye.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays, 10 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Mistake Granite Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. So in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." "We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Oh, this is you.
You know you make me wanna
shout. Shout.
Shout. Hey, good morning if you're just tuning in on this.
If your
Wednesday.
Favorite movie is an Animal House, you have never seen it after drinking a case of beer.
It is the 27th of March. If you're just tuning in, wow, that's a great shower song. That's a great, I always think about it, you get out of bed. Turn on the radio. Oh.
Is that all that shouting is in the shower? Is
yeah, I just, it makes you just kind of want to like, yeah, move your body a little faster.
Speaking of that, let's talk about Estate Granite, which is bringing us this section of the show. You know, Estate Granite with Mike Huber, I mean, great work they do. Kitchen work, but they, you know what they do? They have outdoor, granite, fire pits that they take and you can put 8 people around it. And they, you know, I mean,
very sexy.
It's great. I mean, it works great. It looks great. It's perfect for your backyard, along with the countertops and all the great work they do. Mike Hubert and Estate Granite. Give them a call at 530-241-7866. They've worked for us. They've done a lot of things in our house and we can't say anything but how good they are. Okay.
We're
50th
really,
anniversary.
Well, I'll tell you what. Ford Mustang. Can you believe this? 50th anniversary. Ford said today the 50 companies will sell special products such as jackets, shirts, watches, even pinball machines to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Mustang.
And that Crown Motors sells those. I bet they've got some sales down there.
I hope so. All the new merchandise is going to include a new logo to mark the occasion. And let's just talk about the fact that in 1964... It was April 17th that Ford revealed the first Mustang just few days before its public display at the 1964 World's Fair. Wow. Does that, what does the Mustang represent to you?
Brian Ballew. His dad bought one and he and I drove around Boise, Idaho in a powder blue Mustang.
Ooh.
Yeah. Gotta take a break for the news. Kurt Starman's here. We'll be right back with the city manager.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
We need to maintain the Constitution as it is, with marriage being a special institution to create children.
He's a protester against gay marriage as demonstrators for it also wait outside the Supreme Court for a second straight day. Justice is now hearing a challenge to a federal law. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, also live outside the court in Washington.
And Dave, I'd guess some 2,000 people are out here demonstrating again today, the vast majority in favor of tossing out the Defense of Marriage Act, which defines marriage as the between a man and a woman for purposes of federal benefits. Now, lower courts have ruled that DOMA is unconstitutional, and this specific case is an 83-year-old woman who was slapped with a huge estate bill after the death of her spouse. And like yesterday's Prop 8 arguments, the issue of standing could trump the arguments on the merits themselves, Dave.
Rich, the court has also just ruled in favor of Comcast, rejecting some cable TV subscribers in Pennsylvania, now allowing them to sue as a group. They'd accused Comcast of overcharging for cable, monopolizing the market. Tennessee's governor is following his Republican counterparts in other states, opting out of Obamacare, deciding not to expand Tennessee's Medicaid program, preferring instead to push for federal money to subsidize private insurance. There's a hearing in Iowa today on whether a convicted killer is reformed enough to be set free. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
Raspberry Williams is serving a life sentence for killing a neighbor over a $30 gambling debt in 1974. But the 66-year-old says he's a changed man and wants parole. Williams' supporters say he's been a model prisoner and even saved some guards who were taken hostage. He's got the backing of the Iowa Parole Board, prison wardens, even the trial judge and prosecutor. But the final say is with Governor Terry Branstad, who's asking for input from the community where the shooting took place. Dave?
Jennifer, the day after the Dow closed at yet another record high, we're seeing some selling on Wall Street. The Dow is down 56 points. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
You know the old saying, you get what you pay for? When it comes to Trex Enhanced Decking at the Home Depot, it couldn't be truer. Think about the unmatched beauty and performance of Trex Enhance, the natural wood grain look, the superior shell technology, all backed by a 25-year limited residential fade and stain warranty. So you'll never have to refinish your Trex deck, ever. Now it's making sense. You really do get what you pay for, and you won't have to wait, because Trex Enhance is now in stock at the Home Depot.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine, but she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
They're accused of shooting a baby in the head point blank. And as those two teenagers await trial in Georgia, the distraught mother is speaking out.
Sherry West of Brunswick, Georgia, who watched her 13-month-old son be gunned down in his stroller, is talking to reporters.
I miss him so much. Just his smile, and he was trying to talk. He never got to say his first word.
And she wants the two teens arrested to be tried and convicted as adults.
I mean, anybody that can shoot a baby in the head, execution style, could kill anybody.
It's not the first time West has lost a child to violence. Her 18-year-old son was stabbed to death 5 years ago in New Jersey. Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
A junior high student in Rigby, Idaho, is in custody and will get a mental health evaluation after the boy's parents found a list he'd compiled of students and police officers they believe he was plotting to kill. A bag full of guns, ammo, and knives was found inside his home. Pope Francis mingled with the people today at the Vatican.
Pope Francis held his first Wednesday weekly audience today, and unlike his predecessor Benedict XVI, he spoke only in Italian. Before he began, the 76-year-old former Archbishop of Buenos Aires took a victory lap around St. Peter's Square on this sunny spring morning. During his address, the Pope spoke of Easter, one of the most important feasts of the Catholic Church. and was often interrupted with cheers of Francisco, Francis. Tomorrow he will say Holy Thursday Mass with the 49 inmates at Rome's juvenile prison. Only 8 are Italian. The majority are Muslim. In Rome, Courtney Walsh, Fox News Radio.
The Berlin Wall is coming down, though not as dramatically as in 1989. Work crews moving parts of the wall today to make way for a high-rise luxury apartment complex. Police were there, though, after several protests calling for the site to be preserved. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to our second hour of Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. It's 8:05 in the morning. It's 53 degrees. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. In fact, one of our chat room people informed me that those early Mustangs weighed 2,000 pounds, and that he got, and his dad or his uncle got one of the early ones that were first built. Things you can always find in the chat room. If we have a question, somebody will come up with the answer. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir. I had a 65. Loved it. Except it kept falling apart.
It kept falling apart. Well, I tell you what. Let's start off. We have, of course, as our guest for this hour is our Reading city manager, is Kurt Starn. Good morning, Kurt.
Morning, Carl. How are you today?
We're great. And before we get started today, we always go to our market minute with our Wells Fargo advisors. And today it's Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks remain under pressure. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 61 points at 14,498. The S&P 500 is off 6 points at 1557. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 11 points at 3241. Active stocks this morning, Ford down 12 cents at $13.19. Johnson & Johnson positive 43 cents at $81.28. Coca-Cola down 23 cents, trading at $4.46. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares down a nickel at $17.55. North Valley Bank down 60 cents at $17.70 per share. Bank of Commerce down 5 cents at $5.12. For commodities, gold is up $9.10 an ounce at $1,606. Silver off 12 cents at $28. Crude oil down 55 cents, trading at $95 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
It was.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Thank you so much for the Wells Fargo Market Minute. These are specialists that call in every morning, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10. And we appreciate the update. They are located in Park Marina Drive in Reading. You can give them a call at 243-7961.
7561.
7561. That's why I need my glasses.
Put your glasses on, honey.
All right. Currently 53 degrees in the downtown studios. Here at KCNR, scattered showers today, with temperatures around 68, with our highs, isolated showers tonight with temperatures around 49 degrees. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Don't forget Thursday night. Pizza night.
Pizza night up in
Anselmo. People love to hang out there on Thursday nights.
Music
it's great.
On the weekends. 474-5546. If you're going to go up pizza night, you have to almost get a reservation up there because they go through the pizza so fast. Handmade, hand-cooked out there in their wood-fired ovens. And you can take a look at the new conservatory they just built. And they already had weddings there. Yes. There's so much going on out in Anselmo's. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies. The possibilities. Brown dwarfs. Could a rogue planetary system all but invisible to our instruments be about to blindside planet Earth, changing everything forever? Is this the nemesis that has destroyed past civilizations? Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
This is Army Command Sergeant Major retired Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Having a hard time finding ammunition for your CCW training? NFI can supply your ammunition for your NRA-certified personal protection course. 16 county sheriff departments have selected NFI to train their residents in concealed carry. NFI is passionate about training, safety, and is committed to American liberties. Read our reviews at NorCalFI.com, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
I'm Mike Wiley with the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357 here in Reading. Please join us Saturday, March 30th at the Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street in Reading, from 10 until 3 for our fourth annual Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. There will be a ride led by the Missing in America Project to the Veterans Cemetery in Igo with an interment ceremony at 10:30 a.m. Afterwards, lunch will be served at the Veterans Hall provided by the Sons of Italy. For more information, please call Eddie McAllister at 530-524-7504. That's 530-524-7504. Please join us on March 30th at 10 a.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Hall.
That's Saturday, March 30th at our Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street. Let's welcome home our Vietnam veterans.
92 years of nonstop excitement. Oh, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. One of the biggest three-day rodeos in the country. All adds up to the best rodeo action on earth. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. A Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where just $35 gets you four tickets. Saturday is Robo Bank Day. The action is non-stop, where every performance will climax with a wild horse race. Then on Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital, Haleakala Ranch, tough enough to wear pink day. A full day of rodeo with the featured event, Red Bluff Roundup Wild Ride. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W Westernwear in Chico. April 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Tehama County Fairgrounds. And hey, don't you dare miss the concert after the rodeo on Saturday night. With thanks to Diamond W Productions, it's Neil McCoy.
All she's gotta do is just give me that way.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. If it's happening in the North State, it happens here. 8:11 in the morning, 53 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Great coffee and espresso joes. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town in the finest humidor, walk-in humidor in the state. That's Tobacco and Brew, been supporting our community for over 30 years. 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right. Our guest, Reading City Manager, Kurt Starmer.
Kurt, good morning to the program.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
You know, we're doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. You know what? When I called up and said, hey, Kurt, like to have you on the show. And he goes, hey, you know, things are busy. And he said, you know, but I have tomorrow morning if
we
could do
you.
That.
I'm so glad you're here.
And, you know, so it worked out really well.
Yeah. It did. I'm happy to be here. You guys are always great host and always appreciate your hospitality.
Well, we have
get over that one today.
We have some great subjects to cover. We always like to try to keep it cool and people need to be informed. And, there was something in the paper today.
Well, yeah. Well, let's go. Okay, we can go there first. The baseball. There was a letter in the paper saying why can't all these things about talking about Tiger Field and Simpson. Why can't we just use big league greens for this baseball?
Yeah, that's a great question. So let me start a little bit of context for your audience first. And so the topic is basically there's been some discussion in the last several months now, which I think is an excellent idea. Of attracting basic collegiate summer baseball. We had the Colt 45s today, which is a great program, but the idea is to bring a West Coast League baseball team here to Reading. And so we've been having that conversation for some time now. This basically is a private initiative. Obviously the economy is still difficult and city budgets are very tight. And so there's no city money involved other than
that's important that people know this. This is when Rick Bassetti was talking about it. There is no city money, no taxpayers' money is being used.
Correct. So the city's involvement solely would be making use of Tiger Field for that purpose, but the improvements to Tiger Field would be privately funded through grants and private investment, including from the West Coast League ownership and from team owners. But the question that you asked about was Big League Dreams in that complex, and why not make use of that facility? And, you know, that's possible but difficult, and the reason it's difficult is that the whole complex was built for an entirely different reason, and most of the fields, all but one, actually are built for softball. So the dimensions of the fields, the actual amenities out there are all geared toward softball play, not baseball play. And for those that play either sport, you know, there's quite a bit of difference, particularly dimensions of the field in terms of the distance to left field, right field, center field, and so forth, in addition to differences to the field itself, the playing field, the infield. There is one field at Big League Dreams that is designed to accommodate baseball, but it was essentially designed for the little guys. It's not meant for adult or certainly not for collegiate play. And so, again, the dimensions of that field are not appropriate, and they weren't designed. It wasn't built for that purpose. So, you know, I guess in theory it would be possible to basically blow up that baseball field out there today and try to expand it and make the dimensions appropriate and add more seating and that type of thing. But that also would require an investment. And, you know, the other issue is there, then who gets the proceeds from food sales, beer sales, things of that nature. So, you know, I really like the idea of Tiger Field. It has historic importance for the community. It's a beautiful location. I think it'd be good for downtown, quite frankly.
I think it'd be great. Now, when we talk about this, good things about it, of course, are the, my favorite. There's no tax money going to this. We're going to expand something and bring in a baseball at a much higher level. If they get the loans for this or the grants, it's not a loan. I think it's a grant, for this. They're going to increase the seating, push the field and make it look different. But one of the most important parts, you just said it. It could change that way that whole area down there looks.
Yeah, I think that coupled with some other improvements that are being contemplated, the big one I'm thinking about is a new police facility right next to City Hall and near Tiger Field. But I think if you can envision, you know, fast forward a couple of years, and if we improve Tiger Field, improve Tiger Field with private money and private grants, we build a new police facility, we have more activity there, coupled with what we've already done in that area with the new Reading Library and City Hall and other activity. I think that's just a good thing for that area in general, and it's great for downtown, which, you know, the community has put so much effort in to revitalize our downtown area. We've had great success, and so, you know, I see it a good thing. It's a win-win, to use that trite expression, but I think it's a great project for the community.
Well, one of the problems that are people that complain about down there is the number of people, homeless people, that are down in that area. Is this going to push them out of there, or is this going, I mean, do you see that happening?
You know, South City Park is what you're referring to, and it does folks tend to congregate there, transients, homeless, that type of thing. I think it's for a couple reasons. One is its proximity to other services, and so it's near the Good News Rescue Mission and county social services, and so it's kind of a logical location in that sense for people to, particularly during daytime hours, to hang around. The Reading Library, of course, is an attraction in the sense it's open to all, and we don't discriminate, and so people tend, particularly when it's hot outside or making use of restrooms and things of that nature, that tends to be an attraction. And then a lot of private groups here in town have sort of designated South City Park as a location to help people, to provide free lunches, as an example.
That's true.
So there's a lot of attractors at South City Park, and certainly we have a homeless problem in the community, and that's a nationwide phenomenon, not just Reading. But to answer your question, I think the more activity you have in that area, it does tend to provide a better mix of people, and you do tend to improve the overall area. So I think it's good for that entire South City Park area, probably makes it more family friendly, makes it more available to the general public, and maybe takes away a little bit of that stigma that might be there today.
Okay. You know, we're going to take a little bit of an early break. We've got people calling in, of course, because we want to talk about the police station. You mentioned it, and I want to talk about the proposed police station, but I want to take some more time than just in a couple of minutes.
You bet.
Our guest is Reading City Manager Kurt Starman, and we're talking, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the proposed new police station. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank.
You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, a hop with the hop. You get the dispensation of even the nation with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and music is as smooth as with the hop.
For calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Redding has been family owned and operated for over 15 years. For a limited time, Maaco's most economical paint service, the Ambassador, is just $299. That's right, $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding, 226-0992. Brett Body Work and Large Vehicles Estimate.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Yes, 53 degrees. Kept saying this, it's still usually it bounces around, but ow! Yes.
She knows when to say those on music. I don't. I'm completely, I'm either two beats behind or four beats too soon. Walking on sunshine.
I know exactly.
I know.
Are you?
Yeah, I always walk on sunshine.
8:21 in the morning.
When you're with
here.
Me, I am walking on sunshine.
I love it when it's thick. It could be like scattered showers today. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, featuring an in-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural foods and supplements, health and beauty products. We go there when we want to find the most natural ingredients in the Redding area. The nutrition experts, if you're like, oh, I need to find a vitamin E that has, 5,000.
Garlic in it.
God forbid. But hey, you may have to. So if you need that, go to Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
We do like Orchard Nutrition's a great place.
So Carl, before we jump in, I just want to tell your audience, since I'm sitting here, your audience can't see what's happening, but when Carl made that comment a minute ago about he's typically four beats behind, I just look at Linda and I see that knowing smile that is all too true.
It is. And we'll stand in church and I'm singing and she makes me move away. She says, you can't sing to somebody that has absolutely no pitch.
I am so proud.
I said, what do you mean no pitch?
I am so proud. Let's not even talk about that. I'm so proud of the both of you who have put yourselves on the line and danced with the stars.
Oh, that was definitely outside my comfort zone. I'll tell you that. A fun event.
We are now brothers.
Yes.
No matter what else happens.
We are
no
dancing.
Matter what else is said. Kurt Starman and I are brothers
after
that one.
Dancing bros.
That's dancing bros.
And you know what?
I'm experiencing a bromance here.
Dancing with the Stars is so dangerous.
You know, that's a wonderful event and a great fundraiser for some great organizations, but that definitely tested my comfort level.
Tested your metal.
Yes.
Does that push you, it does push you out of your comfort zone?
Oh, Carl by Dan Choosing was like 3 months into it beforehand and he was just not going to feel like he looked like a fool. So he needed to prepare. And I kept saying, you don't understand, it is so much more than you think it is.
Oh,
and there's parts of your body that you don't even know existed that start to, you know, what happened with this part of my left cheek?
Exactly.
Yeah, all of a sudden I'm feeling that. I didn't even know it was there. I
had the added benefit when I did it. It was a few years back. We had those terrible fires that year and the smoke was in the valley and that type of thing. And so we were practicing at the YMCA and they had to turn the HVAC system off because it was sucking in the smoke. And so it was like 110 degrees outside and the air conditioning system was off and we're sitting here, you know, trying to learn these dance moves. And it was quite the experience. I lost probably 10 pounds those several weeks of practice.
So moving on
to the police station, even though you're right, I mean, this, you know, it is a great event. We'll be talking about a lot more here in the near future, but the police station, proposed police station. It's, I think it's been approved, or voted for so far. I think it was 4-1, and to move forward with the police station, Rob Pelletti's been on here and he says it looks kind of like a double wide. And as far as the design goes, but he said that's what he wanted. He wanted to have certain things for his policemen in there. And he said, frankly, he doesn't care if it's got high domes or anything. He just wanted it to be functional.
Yeah, I actually think it's a very practical solution, and it's certainly a modest type building. It's nothing extravagant. It's designed with certain features to tie into the current City Hall complex, but it's certainly just, you know, basically it's a big rectangle, quite frankly. So it's a modest building. You know, just by way of background, I know that the two of you know this in particular, but for your audience, actually our current police facility, our main facility, is just around the corner from your studios here, and originally it was a Ford dealership back in the day, and the city acquired that building back in the 1970s, and we converted it from a Ford auto dealership into a police station, and it's been used for that purpose since, but that's just by way of background that the building's been around a long time, and it's seen better days, quite frankly. So we definitely need a new facility. I'm very pleased that, you know, the city council has been able to come up with a plan to advance that project. And it's a very practical kind of plan. What we're proposing essentially is that we'll move a portion of the Reading Police Department into the main City Hall building. That'll be the administrative folks, investigations, records, and so forth. And then we'll build a new modest building, about 16,000 square feet, sort of just off to the west of City Hall, where there's about a 2-acre gravel area where the farmer's market takes place today, or a portion of that area. We'll build about a 16,000 square foot building. That'll be used for patrol functions as well as for evidence storage.
Will that include parking for the police cars?
And we'll include
in that area, general area.
Correct. So the entire 2 acres will be improved, and we'll pave it and landscape it, fence it, and so that'll be the area for the compound, so to speak, for the police vehicles and equipment. Also, we'll house our patrol function, and then the remainder of the police department will be housed within City Hall. What that also means is that we need to relocate our existing Reading Electric Utility employees that are in City Hall today, and their space needs are less specific. You know, general office uses work for that. So we'll be going out with a request for proposals and soliciting proposals from private property owners for leased space for those individuals.
So are you going to – so all of REU will be located in one spot?
You know,
our
intent would be – well, today we're spread out to 3 locations. So we have – of course, we have the Reading Power Plant, which is on the south part of the community on Clear Creek Road.
The administrative group.
Right. And we have some folks, quite a few folks actually at our corporation yard, which is on the east side of town. And then we have our administrative folks and customer service or walk-in center at City Hall. So to answer your question, our preference is to keep the current group at City Hall, our preference is to keep that group intact and in total. That would require about 20,000 square feet of space. In order to give ourselves as much flexibility as possible, we will likely look at alternatives. Our first choice will be keep the group intact and look for 20,000 plus or minus square feet of space. But we'll probably allow for the possibility of breaking that up as well to get the best deal or the best bang for the buck.
Are there any places around here that have got like 20,000 square feet?
You know, actually, there's quite a few, and as you might imagine, for
Circuit City, probably that was a big thing. But is there office buildings that got that Or would you have to redo everything?
Well, there certainly would be some tenant improvements required, but to answer your first question, there is office space available in that range. And as you might imagine, as soon as the city outlined its plans, we've got numerous inquiries. I would, without trying to tick them off, I'd say we probably had at least between 6 and 8 inquiries already about potential sites and locations. So I anticipate we'll get quite a good response to the request for proposals. And then ultimately we'll need to customize the space to accommodate REU's needs. That would be part of the lease rate. A typical landlord, tenant arrangement where typically the tenant improvements are done by the landlord and it's worked into the lease rate.
Okay. The cost for all this, is this being picked up out of our general fund for the police station and moving the REU?
The cost for the police station that's a general fund obligation. Again, for your audience, the city, we have about a $300 million budget, and the part we talk about most is called the general fund, and as its name implies, that pays for general government, things like police, fire, parks, and so forth. That's about $65 million. So to answer your question, the general fund would be responsible for paying for the new police facility. With regard to the rate electric utility, the electric budget would be used for that purpose.
For that one.
But our expectation is the rent right now, the Ray and Electric Utility pays a rent to the general fund to occupy City Hall space. We anticipate that the rent for private space will be something comparable, so we don't really anticipate a large increase there.
Okay. All right. When is this going to take us? You know, having been over, and we've only got like a minute left, having been over to the police station,
yes.
It is such a mess. It is. I mean, it's... I mean, they can't even use the water fountains. They can't use the water fountains there. The sewage backs up on.
Yeah, here's the reality. If you peel off the walls, I bet you there is mold and dry rot. Time to move the police station, folks.
So when do we think that this is going to start?
We're under design now, so we've retained a local firm, Nichols Melberg Rosetto. They're in a design phase. Our intent is to be under construction in January and to be open for business at the end of 2014.
Ooh,
okay, Melberg. So does that mean we're going to have domes?
You know, we got the low budget version here, so it's a big rectangle.
You can be beautiful in it and within budget, okay? Let's just be positive about that.
Okay, we'll be right back after the news. City Manager Kurt Starman is with us.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Yesterday it was about California's gay marriage ban. Now Supreme Court justices are hearing arguments about the Federal Defense of Marriage Act.
The case before the court is that of an 83-year-old woman who was hit with a huge estate tax bill when her longtime partner died. The two had been married in Canada. Lower courts sided with that woman, ruling the Defense of Marriage Act deprived her of her constitutional guarantee of equal protection under the law. Defending DOMA today, attorneys hired by Republicans in the House of Representatives.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson. Pope Francis holds his first Wednesday weekly address at the Vatican.
During his address, the Pope spoke of Easter and was often interrupted with cheers of Francisco, Francis. Tomorrow, he will say Holy Thursday Mass with the 49 inmates at Rome's juvenile prison. Only 8 are Italian. The majority are Muslim.
Fox News Radio's Courtney Walsh. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol, thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to ReadingUtilities.com. That's ReadingUtilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers that pay their bills on time. Now that summer's back for a while, we're selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 for the weed eaters, lawnmowers, and chainsaws. And we have urea fluid for all the diesel pickups and big rigs. Knowing that winter will be back soon, please check your kerosene tanks and be sure you're on the top side. You don't want to run out of fuel on Sunday. If you're one of those people who have a propane bottle rolling around in the back of your vehicle, ask Gary about a propane foot. we have them on sale. If you see construction going on in the Redding or Corning plants, don't be afraid. Come on in and we'll take care of you. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. The only place you need to think about for all your heating and petroleum needs. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back.
That's our theme.
That's it.
Walk of life.
Oh, that and walking on sunshine.
8:34 in the morning here at KCNR. It is the 27th. Mark that on your calendar. 53 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR 1460. Shall we go to the phones? Let's head
right after we do this. Brought to you by, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the Man in Black. Going down there, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. That wouldn't be enough, except they give great haircuts at great prices. Man's last stronghold. You get a great haircut there. And the people and the just the talking to the people, the everything is great at Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Really enjoy the place. Go on down there and try it out. Now.
Let's go to the phones. David, you are live on the air with Kurt Starman as our guest. Do you have questions?
Said he was on the i5 Live show 9 days ago, and he said Costco was going to be start moving dirt on the
basis. All right, David, you're going to have to call back. Your phone is acting up.
David, last time you called, David, you had this wavy kind of cell phone thing that was sounded like you were underwater. It goes in and out. Like,
let me try here.
Okay. This is better. Thank you. This is much better.
Okay, Rich said he was on i5 Live 9 days ago, and he said Costco was going to be moving dirt next fall or maybe a year from now. That's great news for Redding. Any more that you can tell us about it?
I can talk about Costco. So Costco's had a long-standing interest in expanding their store and relocating. They have a particular interest in having I-5 frontage and easy on and off access from Interstate 5. And really their expectation is that they have a fantastic store today. If they look at, you know, sort of sales per square foot or they compare to other Costco stores on the West Coast, the Costco store in Redding does fantastic. So they're looking forward to an expansion, and they've been looking at a bunch of sites over the past several years, and they're very much focused on the Oasis Road I-5 interchange, and more specifically the northeast corner. So a couple things going on there. One is that Costco is working directly with the property owner. That's Levinson Development Corporation. And we're not privy to that. That's between two private parties, Costco and LDC. So I don't think that real estate transaction has yet to be consummated, but the discussions are underway. Our involvement has been working directly with Costco for the infrastructure that will be needed to accommodate that. And those discussions have been going on, have been going very well. So we've been working directly with Costco and its engineers and project managers. So my sense is Costco is very motivated to build a new store, and they've spent a lot of time and resources, both people time and money, on studies and engineering analysis and so forth. So I think they still have some things to accomplish, including acquisition of the property, which is obviously critical. But you know, my sense is that it will happen, and that they are spending a lot of time and energy to make it so.
Do you have a guess on the time frame?
You know, and most retailers, almost any retailer you talk to, they always want to open by October of blank year because they want to capture the Christmas season. So my sense is they're probably a little bit behind the curve to meet October of this year. So I think probably the most likely scenario is fall of 2014, I think is probably a realistic timeline.
Okay. Okay, that was question number one. Number two, Rick Pacetti was saying sales tax receipts are up in Reading. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? Is there any place I can find a graph of sales tax receipts over the last 5 years?
Yeah, let me start with the first part of your question, and I'll give you a source to go to kind of get some both, you know, hard data and kind of a visual aid, so to speak. But with regard to sales tax revenue, of course, Reading, like every California community, we got killed by this severe recession starting in 2008 in particular. We saw a dramatic decrease in our property tax revenue. We went from pre-recession, the city of Reading's share of local of sales tax was about $23 million per year. That number fell below $18 million during the depth of the recession. And so the good news is, as Mayor Pacetti mentioned, is we're seeing some improvement. But keep in mind that we're starting from a lower base as well, so we're not starting from $23 million. We have a long ways to go before we get back to the pre-recession levels. But up until just recently, we've had seven consecutive quarters, you know, three-month increments, where we've had positive growth anywhere between 3 and 4% to as much as 8%. The one exception to that, and unfortunately it's the most recent data, was for the fourth quarter of last calendar year, basically Christmas season, and that number was essentially stagnant, and actually it was down, it was negative 0.8%, which is, you know, what we heard from on a national level from most retailers, the Walmarts of the world and Best Buys and so forth, that they were down just slightly. But with that one exception, fourth quarter of 2012, we had seven consecutive quarters of growth prior to that. So what I see for the local economy is, I think we've certainly seen some improvement since, say, 2011, but it's mixed results, and it's definitely going to be a bumpy road going forward. I think, you know, it's a very fragile economy still, and I don't see a real quick or robust recovery. I think it's going to be a bumpy road, and we're going to see some good news, some bad news, and we're going to have to be pretty cautious.
Okay.
Hey, all David, right,
thank you so much.
And
thank you so much.
Let's take an early break here. We're going to be right back after these messages. Our guest is Kurt Starman, and you're listening to KCNR 1460.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, 843 in the morning, 53 degrees out there, March the 27th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, serving you at just the right temperature. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, and routine maintenance. That's Alliance Heating and Air. You need them, you call, they're going to be there, they're going to fix it for you, they're going to do a great job. Check out their website at homecomfort.org or give them a call at 530-221-2642. Alliance Heating and Air. Great people there. Our guest is Reading City Manager. That'd be a pay cut. Reading City Manager, Kurt Starman. Kurt, you wanted to finish up the question for David about where you could find information.
Yeah, and if David's still listening, I just wanted to answer the second part of his question. We ran out of time there, but in terms of, you know, where can you find some kind of hard data or some graphics on that issue on sales tax information? So there's a couple sources that came to mind. One is if you go to the state of California's Board of Equalization website, they have some good data out there. So that's for the state as a whole, but for Shasta County and Reading as well. It's a little bit dated. That's just the nature of the beast, but you can go to the Board of Equalization website. You have to just do a search engine and track it down. I don't have the website for you. The second one, which might even be better because it's Reading specific, is in February of this year, just a few weeks ago, we did the city council had a special workshop and it was two parts. One was kind of a strategic planning session. We call it priority setting. The second part was a mid-year budget update. And if you go out to our website, meaning the city of Reading, it's at, it's a kind of a long address. It's ci.reading.ca.us. But if you look at our city council section, you can go to that meeting website and you can look at the staff report there. And it has some good information about all the city's finances, but sales tax in particular, include a nice graph.
Okay. Stillwater question
that's
coming in.
Exactly. We were talking about from the chat pack. It feels like it's this big ball and chain that's been carried around. What's going on?
Well, it's definitely been a long process, both the entitlement phase and construction, and now that it's complete, the marketing phase. So, you know, I'm still bullish on Stillwater in the sense that I think it's a critical piece of our economic development strategy. And so, but certainly it's been a long road to date. We finished that project in terms of, you know, being ready for occupancy or to be sold. It finished in 2010, right at the depth of the recession. So timing's everything. And in this case, timing was poor because the economy is terrible. We're seeing some improvement now. But as I mentioned earlier in a different context, I don't think it's going to be a strong, robust recovery. So, you know, quite frankly, it may take some time. And I certainly understand the questions and the frustration. I think long-term, if you fast forward 10, 15 years into the future, I still think that Stillwater Business Park will be an important asset for the community in Shasta County, and it will serve us well. But today, it's a long haul.
Well, we hope so, because I mean, it's a perfect opportunity for a business that wants to relocate to come here and just, you know, Reading is a beautiful area. We just would hope that at all of the I don't know. Everything lines up. We want to see that happen in 2013. Well, we know somebody's wanting to move.
Well, not to be a wet blanket on this, but you're right. I mean, the reason somebody would move here would have to be another California firm that would move up here because of the lifestyle, the schools, the outdoors, everything you can do. But trying to get another company to move from another state and open something in California is tough because, I mean, let's face it, California is tough on business. You know, it's kind of like you'd have to get them from inside the state as opposed to saying, hey, Magpul in Colorado, you're moving out of Colorado because of the new laws they made. Come up here to Northern California. We love you. Well, we do love you, but as was pointed out in a big article the other day, is north of Sacramento isn't anything like south of Sacramento. So,
you know, I agree completely. And California certainly has a stigma relative to being, you know, business friendly, and it's well deserved, quite frankly. So, yeah, that's a tough hurdle. The attraction, I think, will be twofold. One will be a business that, you know, a company that's here in California today or a company that is outside of California that needs to do business here. I mean, at the end of the day, California still is a huge market with, you know, 37 or 38 million people. So there is a market here for sure. And for some companies, they have to have a physical presence. And I think in addition to the, you know, just sort of the beauty of the area, there's some other attractors for Shasta County, including a, you know, a quality labor pool and an inexpensive labor pool, affordable prices for land and other, business essentials. So there are some, and we have a great electric utility with low rates and reliable power. So we do have some other things to market, but it is a tough hurdle because California does have a reputation and it's well deserved.
Well deserved reputation.
Unfriendly to business.
Do you want to get into this fight with, not fight, but the, questions on Turtle Bay and prevailing wage at all?
Because
the unions are saying is that if the Turtle Bay paid the city of Redding fair market value or for rent,
right,
and then there wouldn't have to be prevailing wage.
Well, let me. That's a very long topic. I'll give you the.
I'll give you a two minute version.
Yeah. So first of all, I think there's a ton of politics involved at the state level. You know, the entity that makes a decision relative to prevailing wage is called the Department of Industrial Relations. It's very much a political animal, and Turtle Bay won at each and every step with the Department of Industrial Relations, where at each step, the Department of Industrial Relations concluded this project is not subject to prevailing wage. In fact, at the end of this process, the Department of Industrial Relations went as far as to hire its own appraiser to determine is there any value in this property that's being used for the hotel parcel. And the department's own appraiser concluded the value was zero, and the Department of Industrial Relations reaffirmed that no prevailing wage was required. Now, from that point going forward, this is my cynical, jaded side, is politics intervene? You know, the folks that sit on, that govern this body are political appointees, and you know, ultimately the Department of Industrial Relations made a complete U-turn at the 11th hour, which I think is, you know, regrettable. I understand how things work in Sacramento, but I think it's regrettable for Turtle Bay in particular. So, you know, I think Turtle Bay, quite frankly, from just a factual standpoint, has the better argument, but, you know, there's some other forces at play here.
Okay, so you're saying it's a political thing as opposed to how could the land out there? I mean, this is just me. How can the land be worth nothing?
The argument was that the city provided in the form of a leasehold interest, not fee simple, but okay. The city provided the land in exchange for certain requirements. The primary requirement was that Turtle Bay, at that time known as the Alliance of Ready Museums, would build a museum complex valued at $5 million or more. So Turtle Bay has fulfilled that obligation 10 times in terms of the investment made out there. So essentially the value for the property was received, the property was provided for a particular purpose.
Okay.
Turtle Bay had an obligation to do certain things. They've done that times 10 or more. And so the argument is that because of that and because we had this long-term lease that goes out for quite some time, if you look at what is the value of the fee simple of this property, the value is zero for those two reasons.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Reading City Manager Kurt Starman. Now, that's the first time I'd heard it described like that. So, it, you know, that it seemed like there was, yeah, I can understand if, you know, how could it be worth zero? But it's because
it's already been paid for.
It's been paid for.
Right.
All right. We'll be right back.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also,
and we'll get you 10,000 in chips. A $50 revive will get you an additional 5,000 in chips. $17,000 in chips available with revives and bonuses. All entrants will be hosted to a delicious meal. This is a one-day tournament, so book your seat now. This major poker tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today and put your skills to the test in the $15,000 Spring Classic High Stakes Poker Tournament on April 6th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Reserve your seat today at the River Club, 1-800-280-YOU-WIN, or online at WindRiverCasino.com. It's better on the river.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you will be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back. No, I Carl won't Lindebach, KCNR 1460, down. Community Talk Radio for the North State. Tomorrow, members of representatives of the Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual Association will be here with us to discuss the Defense of Marriage Act and also Proposition 8. Will be with us tomorrow morning. So tune in and let us know what's what you think too, because it's going to be pretty interesting.
Exactly. It's time to. I'm sorry. I've got my headphones just went funky on me. So anyway, okay. What is that? You rolling your finger at me? Move along, along. 8:54 in the morning here. I just wanted to remind everybody that on Mother's Day, May 12th, is the 40th Mother's Day event at the Old Shasta Music Festival, and that is going to be so much fun. It's Festival in the Forest. They encourage you. The proceeds are going to benefit at the SSG Mining Camp Endeavors. You're going to have the Lou White Band, Jim Dyer Band, Manzanita, all kinds of good stuff. Horse Traders.
The Mud Wompers are going to be there.
Yeah. Artisans, Horse Traders, food and music. And it's going to be a fabulous event starting at 11 a.m. And that is off of 299 Middle Creek Road in Shasta. So please join us there.
Our guest is Reading City Manager Kurt Starman. And we've got like 4 minutes left here. Kurt, the unfunded liabilities that Gary Cadd came on the other day, hundreds of millions of dollars that we're facing.
Yeah, that's a huge topic for the city of Reading and, virtually every city and county and for the state as well in California. So it's a big topic. And so let me start with a little bit of context, I think. And so I want to talk about the city of Reading, not as a community, but as an organization or as an entity, sort of as a business. And so let me just talk about the balance sheet first. So we have, sometimes people realize how large or what a substantive business Reading is. And if you think about it in that context, but if you look at our balance sheet, we have about $1.1 billion of assets on our balance sheet. So about $1.1 billion. And in terms of debt, meaning bonds and similar debt, leasehold obligations, we have about $400 million of debt. A lot of that's in our electric utility and on our other utilities like water and wastewater. So that's kind of looking at the balance sheet in from the 30,000 foot level. So about $1.1 billion of assets, about $400 million in loans, bonds, and similar type obligations. But to your point and Councilmember Cadd's point, it's a huge concern is that this other animal called unfunded liabilities, and that falls primarily into two different categories, pension obligations and then promises the city has made relative to health care for retirees as well. So I think the best way to describe that is basically these are promises that the city has made to employees in terms of pension benefits going forward, both in terms of traditional pension benefits, but also health care coverage. In the city of Reading's case, our historical promise, and this has changed with Measure B, but our historical promise was that when you retire, you pay one half of the premium, and the city of Reading will pay one half of the premium as well. So those two numbers, I'll just give you your audience some information on that. If you look at that first category of pensions, you look at what is the value or what's the value of those promises? We've promised people certain pension, payments in the future. What's the value of that? And the value of that is about $577 million. So if we say we had to if we're closing shop today, we're going to turn out the lights and we're going to write a check and put it into a bank account. The answer is you need about $577 million to put into that bank account to fully fulfill your promises. And then today, as a snapshot, we have about $420 million in that bank account. So we're short, and we're short about $157 million. And another way to look at that, a lot of people think about that is, well, what is the percent that it is funded? So we're about just under 73%, about 72.8% funded. in a relative sense, if this gives anybody comfort, you know, we're actually doing better than many cities, particularly like I'm thinking about other states like Illinois as an example or New Jersey. So we have about, for every dollar we need to have in a bank account today, if we close the shop, we have about 73 cents available. So that's a big issue, and it means there's going to be upward pressure on our CalPERS and PARS rates going forward. And then the second piece is that healthcare obligation I mentioned earlier where we had promised certain things to retirees. The value of that today is about $135 million, 134.6 to be precise. And so that too is falls in that category of unfunded liabilities. And so if you add all that together, if you look at, if you look at it just from a balance sheet perspective, we're still very much in the black. But, if you add up, the true debt, meaning bonds and other loans plus unfunded liabilities, that's a significant number and it's a big challenge.
So we're going to have to either raise money or something. You can't cut those. Can you?
Well, the other thing, you can going forward for new employees.
Well, yeah, for new employees,
but one of the challenges for current employees are those hired prior to a certain date. Yeah. The courts have ruled, case law and the Constitution is you can't take those benefits away for those that have already been promised. So you can make changes, and we have made changes for employees going forward, but we can't go back in time.
All right. Wow, Kurt. A lot of things we talked about today. We're going to have you back on sooner so we can get back to more of these.
Kurt Starman, thanks for being accessible here on our KCNR morning program.
My pleasure.
Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Another lively day outside the U.S. Supreme Court.
How's everybody doing today?
While inside, arguments over a federal law the federal government won't even defend. A second case related to same-sex marriage. This one about federal benefits. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
A woman whose partner of 44 years died, who was then slapped with a nearly $400,000 estate tax bill, has argued that's a violation of her constitutional guarantee of equal protection under the law. Two lower courts have agreed, overturning the Defense of Marriage Act, which denies federal benefits to same-sex partners. Now, defending DOMA in the High Court today, not the U.S. Justice Department, which refused to take part. Instead, House Republicans hire their own attorneys to make the case for DOMA. Lisa?
Rich, the High Court will again release audio of the arguments later today. A division over Obamacare continues among Republican governors. Tennessee, the latest to make its Medicaid decision.